1027.
Well, government has roped in many businesses to manage our traffic light crisis. Taxpayers are warning we run the risk of outsourcing the state's responsibility to the private sector. Business is doing much of the heavy lifting and trying to mitigate the effects of non-functioning traffic lights by funding pointsmen and taking over key infrastructure through the so-called Adopt-a-Robot program. Hot 1027's Tara Penny takes a look.
Companies have come on board to say we will supply more pointsmen, but I'm very scared we fall into the trap where, oh well, the robots aren't working, let's just use pointsmen.
Evert du Plessis is the DA's shadow MEC for roads and logistics. He's warning there's a fine line between helping out and having to take over.
It's very easy for government to sit back and say, you know I'm not doing my job, but there's a company out there that's coming to the party. Let's just, you know, have them throw pointsmen at every corner that we can't get our job right.
And he understands the collective irritation from taxpayers.
I do understand that fully, that people will feel that, well, I'm paying tax money. And that tax money should have been used to look after our infrastructure.
Wayne Duvenage heads up the organisation Undoing Tax Abuse. He says businesses are doing a lot of heavy lifting for very little return.
Then they don't get any recognition or reduction in their rates in return for that. Look, business has been offering to assist with just putting traffic lights on the power systems that they have. So big centres that are next to intersections, they've got solar power and backup power. And remember, when we had load shedding, these lights were always out because of that. So they've offered those solutions. By the way, many years ago, the city was very slow in coming, and now they make out as if it's their idea.
The Johannesburg Roads Agency says the so-called Adopt a Robot program is gaining traction. Acting head of mobility, Sipho Nhlapu, says many businesses are offering to house traffic light power sources on their premises.
We have more than 180 intersections that are done, commissioned, or in the pipeline to be connected this way.
While businesses pitch in to protect infrastructure and train pointsmen, many taxpayers are asking, where are traffic officials in all of this? The JMPD's Tsholani Fitla insists help is on the way.
And I am pleased to share that the JMPD is actively increasing deployment of officers at key intersections.
Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.